Lawmakers will be back on Capitol Hill this week for the final days of their post-election lame duck session. And it now looks like they won't even finish their main task, passing 8 big annual spending bills that are now more than 2 months overdue. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Former Minnesota Republican Congressman Bill Frenzel finds it puzzling that with Republicans in control of both Congress and the White House, they've had such a hard time passing budgets and finishing appropriations bills.
It seems strange. On the other hand, I think that's probably one reason why the public relieved the Republicans of its command of the majorities in the Congress, since they simply weren't able to get the job done.
Who's to blame? Not the Appropriations Committees, says Steve Ellis of the nonpartisan watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says even though no budget got approved, spending committees in both chambers got their work done by July, and the House passed all but one of the annual spending bills. The problem was in the Senate.
It really came down to Majority Leader Frist and whether he was going to schedule time for those bills on the floor, and he failed to do so. I mean, essentially, they decided that they were going to take up the most politically powerful bills, which was Department of Defense appropriations and Department of Homeland Security appropriations, and ignore the rest in hope that they would eventually get cleaned up in a lame duck session or right before the election. And that was a failed gambit.
What GOP leaders had hoped to do was finish at least one spending bill in the lame duck and then load it up with all the other unfinished appropriations bills. This gigantic bill, known as an omnibus, would have been hundreds of pages long and studded with earmarks, those specially funded projects that lawmakers slip into such bills to please constituents and contributors. Congress also failed to carry out promised earmark reforms this year. So a group of fiscally conservative Republican senators headed by Oklahoma's Tom Coburn decided to prevent the one spending bill the Senate did pass in the lame duck from moving forward. Speaking from Muskogee, Coburn says doing so may have made him the proverbial skunk at the picnic, but it also kept Congress from sweeping all the spending bills into an omnibus.
Well, an omnibus, number one, will include all the earmarks that are out there, plus any other piece of junk that somebody might want to throw into it. And you'll never have a chance to look at it to see what's there. I definitely don't want to have an omnibus, and I'd rather do each bill one at a time. And since we don't have the time to do it, let's wait until we do.
Outgoing Majority Leader Frist seems to have given up on getting any more annual spending bills passed. He put out a statement Friday saying he intends to pass another short-term stopgap spending bill by the end of this week. Speaking from his home in Searchlight, Nevada, incoming Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid left open the possibility that the so-called continuing resolution that keeps the government from shutting down may well go on for the rest of the fiscal year.
The one we're going to do now, we hope it goes until February 1st or 2nd. And then we would do one after that till the end of the year. But that has not been determined yet. But I think in shorthand, what I'm trying to say is that we can't do two appropriation bills in 1 year.
Reid says the first thing the Democratic-run Senate will do in January is take up an earmarks overhaul bill, which he claims will be the most significant ethics reform since Watergate. Congress watchers like Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense say they'll hold Reid to that promise. That's because if spending bills are not loaded with earmarks, they'll be far less likely to be held up by the likes of Senator Tom Coburn. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
To see what else is on the outgoing Congress's agenda, visit our website at npr.org.